In Chinese tradition, a circle is the shape of heaven and the square the shape of earth. That's why the palaces of China were square and many temples were circular, and why there's a square hole in a circular coin, the balance of heaven and earth, yin and yang, even in financial transactions. So it's odd to find circular dwellings in Fujian province in southeast China. They're called tulao, meaning earthen structures, because that's what they're made from, and they've been built since at least the 1200s by the Hakka people. What makes them so extraordinary is their size, with three floors or more housing up to 50 families, all within one circular structure, with an open courtyard in the middle. They're veritable high-rises and an object lesson in communal living. Each family had an identical set of rooms on each floor. Cooking took place on the ground level, close to the central well, with storage on the floor above and living quarters above that. These upper floors are accessed from wooden galleries that run around each level, but the exterior walls have few openings, showing that these buildings were built with an eye on defence. The single gateway could be guarded and closed under attack, and the thick walls of earth were reinforced with lengths of bamboo, making them strong enough to fend off spears and firearms. After all, the Chinese invented gunpowder. In other words, they were safe havens, and it's estimated there are still 30,000 in existence. There's something beguiling about courtyard houses. They're common in all cultures and across all eras, from Roman villas to Arabian towns. They were the norm in China and are now cherished in what remains of Beijing's hutongs. But along with their curious shape, what sets the tulao apart is that idea of communality. With each family in constant interaction with its neighbours, using the same courtyard for everything from weddings and prayer to cooking and washing, the notion of being a single unit is reinforced. Maybe that explains why they've been built in exactly the same way for so many centuries. Some have fallen into disrepair as people moved away for work in the cities, but with a UNESCO listing and the power of tourism, many have been preserved. Whether any more will ever be built is another matter. Then again, life has a habit of being circular.
No one like Colin Bissett for identifying a circular peg in a square hole. He was taking us there to Tulao in the Fujian province.